You are listening to the Staying Game Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network. The Staying Game Podcast gives an inside view into Midwestern State athletics and offers an opportunity to catch up with student-athlete alumni, relive stories, and discover where they are now. It's the Staying Game Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome to another edition of the Staying Gang Podcast on the Mustang Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne. Today I'm joined by Kyle Williams, Director of Athletics at Midwestern State University. And Kyle, it's great to have you on the Staying Gang Podcast. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity you and Trey have given me to maybe say hello to our folks and our students especially and be a part of the Mustang Podcast.
You know, it's been almost a month since the Lone Star Conference and then many other conferences canceled spring sports for the duration of the season. What's the message that you have to the Mustang student athletes at this juncture of the season, about a month since then?
Well, first of all, let me just say, we really miss them. there are times when, you know, we as we get into this, and certainly no one knew what was going to happen with all of this and, you know, speculation and all of those things that go with that. I would tell you that it's been an absolute unbelievable time as you come up to school or drive by the school, and the parking lots are certainly empty, and we're just, you know, we're trying to make sure that everybody does their part. I would certainly encourage all of our students and certainly our student athletes to continue to get those assignments in. I can't go any further without saying that. Get the assignments in. I hope everybody is doing all right on the online situation. And certainly it's a tough thing to go through. At the same time, I hope as they're getting their assignments turned in that they're maybe going back in the backyard or the front yard or whatever, and maybe doing some push-ups and setups and maybe some running in place right there in their own confines of where they are. So it's you know, I'm like anybody else. It was when it first was brought to the attention and the possibilities. I would be the first to say that probably 6 weeks ago I wondered if this was really going to be what it has turned out to be. And so I would tell you that I am just totally shocked. And at the same time, listening to all the experts and listening to Dr. Williamson here on campus and what we're to do and supposed to do, and certainly our folks in charge of the university, it's a serious thing. And so we just got to do what we need to do. We hope that everybody is certainly adhering to wherever they may be, their city or their town regulations. And certainly here in Wichita Falls, we're under some ordinances as well. And so I just hope everybody is certainly staying safe, trying to make the best of this, because I can't wait to see students back on campus.
How difficult and emotional was it for you when you were meeting with some of the spring sports coaches and student athletes and letting them know that the rest of the season was canceled?
Well, I can only tell you that there was some tears, especially the spring sports folks. I mean, that's certainly, as you know, men's and women's golf, men's and women's tennis, softball, track, outdoor track and field. You know, when you work so hard leading up to that sport and leading up to you know, being able to perform and it's been somewhat taken away, then, yeah, you're going to have the emotions. You're going to have emotions that, you're going to deal with it in different ways as we all, have to do. But at the end of the day, I trust and I hope that we'll be stronger for it. Not only as individuals, just leading a life as we get out of school, as those kids graduate, but also as a team. And I think this is part of the growing up period that certainly none of us would have ever, thought we would be a part of. I honestly never thought of something like this. At the same time, it gives us an opportunity to really put in perspective how great of an opportunity our students have to be at MSU Texas.
Is this the hardest situation you've ever been a part of in terms of your leadership roles, both at Midwestern State and then your long career in the TV market as well?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I mean, to shut everything down is just, you can't do much more. And so, but from a leadership perspective, this is certainly a time where I have to really think about some things, and we as a staff, and with you and Trey, and you know how we make this. I mean, the idea of a podcast, which you guys came up with, when Trey brought that to my attention, I thought, yeah, it's a great opportunity to stay in touch with our folks, and because that's what we're missing. I think it's interesting as our folks, our kids, student athletes, and our students in general, our cell phones become part of us. And, you know, me being the old fogey, it's hard for me sometimes to understand, you know, the cell phone in the hallways and the walking on campus and all those things. It's a little hard for me to accept all that. But at the same time, I'm almost proud now that everybody's got a cell phone to be able to communicate, or, you know, what were websites and all of those things that go with that. Because I think our kids, our folks are certainly missing each other. I got to believe that. And so hopefully they're, you know, again, through the phone, through Zoom, through WebEx, through texting, certainly, and all of those things, they're staying in touch with each other. And it's a cliche, but we are all in this together. And I certainly hope and pray for safety for all of our folks, all the Midwestern State University athletes, our faculty, our staff, all of those things. And certainly the people here in Wichita Falls, I just hope that we can get back to, and we will. We're a city that, you know, if we have a struggle, we come back stronger. And so I was here with the tornado in 1979. That was like 40 something deaths there. And that was a tough time, but we've come back certainly. And we'll do the same here in Wichita Falls and certainly MSU, Texas.
Chatting with Midwestern State University Director of Athletics, Kyle Williams, here on the Fan Gang podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network. Kyle, how pleased have you been with the response of the Midwestern State student athletes making the best of a difficult circumstance?
Well, and again, let me give kudos to those that are talking to those kids every day, whether that's online or whatever. And all I can do is to rely on coaches, certainly here and trainers and certainly folks like you and Trey to reach out to our folks. I can't say enough. I've not heard anything, in a negative connotation other than just that they miss each other and they want to be back here. And we're certainly hoping that our fall sports don't get interrupted. And they honestly, up to this point, haven't. But, you know, who knows going forward what that's going to look like. Nobody knows. And certainly you hear speculation of how people and how leagues are going to the pros and how they're going to adjust and look to adjust on all things. But until we get down the road a little bit, I'm not sure anyone knows what the next step is. But we are certainly having conference calls as athletic directors and staff. And so, you know, we're all in this together, as we say. You know, certainly the other part of that is the economic factor coming forward. We certainly want all our kids to come back. Retention, as we know, is a big part of university campus life and bringing them back and all those things. But we've just never been there. And so there's all kinds of stories at home and some things like that we don't know of. And we just hope that if at all possible, everybody gets to come back and be a part of MSU Texas.
Usually in tragedies, there's stories that come out that make you smile and understand people willing to self-sacrifice. And we saw that yesterday. He's only been a member of the Sang Gang for about a month, but Midwestern State graduate assistant wide receivers coach Alex Charlton putting football on hold to head to New York as a nurse and be on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Your thoughts on the young man and his travel to Mount Sinai Hospital?
Well, just, you know, I got to meet him just one time, actually, when he was here. And the fact that, and I knew he was different, Andrew, because he's a Kansas boy. Okay? all right. I came from Hutchinson, Kansas in 1978. Now, I'm a Texan. Don't get me wrong. But I have some real feelings for the folks in the great state of Kansas as well. So, but his, you know, just there was just something about him as I think back that I really appreciated. He's a little older, so he's a little more honestly. Knows what he wants to do, and certainly coming to be a part of our football program was just a great thing for both of us. So, but for him to put that on hold and to go up there, and obviously he was driven by the want to, as we talk about, and so I couldn't, you know, we couldn't be any more prouder than him to be up there and helping and doing what he's supposed to be doing. And New York has gotten a great one up there, and we're certainly proud of his willingness to go serve.
You mentioned earlier the podcast and getting a chance to catch up with alums. Another thing that we've developed over the last couple of weeks is that play-by-play, anything at all, Dr. Shipley taking part in some golf and basketball and tennis, and you were the star of one of those videos as well, attending the Parco on campus. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the police kind of showing up at the end, and you were a bit taken aback by that little twist in the video.
I was. I'm not even sure that we talked about that. As a matter of fact, I know that police little situation was not talked about. And so, yes, to go back to our play-by-play stuff with you and Dr. Shipley and Trey, that was really a way of saying, you know, as tough it is, we need to keep our sense of humor, I think, and again, doing the best that we possibly can do, and then having an opportunity to enlighten, I guess, is the word. Folks, then obviously that's what we try to do. The car situation, I just had a little struggle. I just struggled a little bit with that. Although there were plenty of spaces, and then when the policeman actually didn't pull me over, I was already pulled over. But he said I didn't use my blinker, which, quite frankly, I didn't dispute that, but I'm pretty sure I did. So I'm not going to take this any further, but, of course, he just gave me a warning. So it was okay. But, part of that whole thing was, you guys, and I actually saw you over there talking to the police, but I just, I didn't think anything more about it. And certainly when he put his siren on and then came up and I had to roll my window down, that did kind of scare me.
Made for a great laugh in what has become a difficult set of circumstances over the last couple of weeks. We'll take a break here on the Sand Gang Podcast, and when we come back, we'll talk about Kyle's path to Midwestern State University. You're listening to the Sand Gang Podcast on the Mustang Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to the Sand Gang Podcast on the Mustang Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, chatting with Midwestern State University Director of Athletics, Kyle Williams. And Kyle, so many know you to be associated with the Wichita Falls community in Midwestern State, but let's talk about the history and what brought you to Wichita Falls and Midwestern State's campus in the late 1970s to play basketball under the late, great Dr. Gerald Stockton.
Well, I have fond memories, certainly. And I, back in 1970, I went to Hutchinson Community Junior College in Hutchinson, Kansas. I played high school ball there and just stayed right there for 2 years and got my actually broadcasting degree, an associate's degree from Hutchinson. And both years that we were pretty good, but we were in the playoffs to go to the, you know, the conference playoffs and the regional and district playoffs in when I was in junior college. We actually won two state championships in basketball in high school, in Hutchinson Salt Hawks, by the way. And so we won two state championships there when I was a sophomore and a junior, and we just had good teams. Wasn't anything I did per se. We just had a really, really good teams, and obviously a great coach. And so I signed with Hutch JUCO, and just my mother and I, honestly. And so I give a lot of credit to my mother and my upbringing and, you know, the foundation. And so she's still with us at 90. I've not been able to see her for 5 weeks now, but, I get to see her on FaceTime and I go to the windows and, we're able to see each other. And honestly, she's a little confused right now as to what's going on. And so that's okay. We certainly know that, that I'm there and she knows I love her. But anyway, so we didn't get to go to the, as some of you know, or maybe you don't know, Hutchinson is the place where the NJCAA basketball tournament is, national tournament is every year. And so obviously that's the Super Bowl of JUCO basketball. And we were in a great conference. The Jayhawk Conference is one of the best in the country, along with certainly some conferences out in Texas. But we felt like it was one of the best in the country, and I can verify that because we played Independence Junior College for the right both years to go to the national tournament, our own tournament, by the way, there at the sports arena, and got beat twice by them. And both years they won the national championship. So I don't feel too bad when I say I wasn't able to be a part of the JUCO national tournament because Independence Junior College put it on everybody 2 years in a row. So anyway, that was kind of where that was. Now let me bring in Coach Vic Trilli, who was the assistant here at Midwestern when I was there at junior college in Hutch. And he was there for the national tournament, of course. And he went into my head coaches and said, "Hey, is there anybody I need to look at?" And he said, "Well, what are you looking for?" And he said, "Well, I need a shooter." And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, let me show you a little film or tape or whatever they did back then." Certainly wasn't online or in the computer, that's for sure. But, But I guess he saw something he liked, or maybe my release on the jump shot was good or something. I don't know. But anyway, we got in touch. He got in touch with me, and he took me to dinner at the Western Sizzlin', which was pretty awesome. I never got to really go there because it was so expensive. But Vic told me, took me there, and so he bought my meal, and we stayed in touch. And honestly, I did take a couple of visits to some other places, the Angel Estate being one of those, as a matter of fact. The great Ed Messbarger was coach back there and with Coach Stockton. But I just felt like that Midwestern was a better place or a better fit. And so they got me down here in 1978. And we were fortunate. I remember when Gerald, let me back up. I remember when Gerald came and he actually took us to eat a steak at the Horn and Buckle in Hutchinson, Kansas. And I'd never, ever been in that place because, steaks were probably $8. So we didn't have the money to do that. But Gerald came and got to talking about the players that he had already here and then the players he was bringing in. And it just felt right. So, and I remember that 40 years ago, 42 years ago now, because his hand was absolutely giant. And I remember, I have got kind of skinny, long fingers, and my hand just engulfed in his big old paw. And so anyway, we had a great time, and I ended up coming here in 1978 and being a part of Midwestern State University. And we were fortunate to go to the national tournament my junior year, and then my senior year, actually getting beat by Paul Quinn College. We were up 10 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds and got beat 3. And so I still kind of have a bad taste in my mouth. walking in there at times. But anyway, that was back in 78 through 81 is when I was here. Had some great opportunity, back in the day, we were certainly in AIA. Coach Stockton had a lot of connections and network and all of those things, being an IBA guy back, an Oklahoma State guy. He had a lot of friends, network, and so we got to go to Utah. We went to Utah, Weber State, and University of Arizona in 1 week. And, of course, we played Utah. That was the night that I still think is, if not the biggest victory of Midwestern State University, it was right at the top, at least, or right there in the last in top two or three. We played Utah Utes, 10,000 square seat arena, their first game, certainly our first game. We played well. I remember J.C. Aiken, 6'9" post that I played with and still am really good friends with today, had an incredible game that night and played really well. We played against two guys that were number one draft choice, and Tom Chambers was number one draft choice for the Suns. And then Danny Brains, who was a number round two draft choice of the Philadelphia 76ers. And it was nip and tuck, and Colin Nayfield, one of the best guards that I've ever played with, certainly. Here at Midwestern, hit a 35-footer at the buzzer, and we beat them. And I remember they didn't even get our name right. It wasn't even Midwestern State University. It was Midwest University. And so certainly – that was a big, big part of, that's what I remember the most, because they went on to win, beat University of Louisville that year, and they had all those big-time studs and NBA guys, and they actually beat them. So Utah, we felt like beating Utah, we were right up there with the Louisvilles of the world. Obviously, that was just one of those nights, as they say, so that was a great, and of course I remember also going to Weber State and getting beat 35 the next night. So that's the way that works. And then we went to University of Arizona and took them to two overtimes, and so that was we went 1-2 for the for the certainly the record there on the road trip, but we felt pretty good about ourselves, and that was what Gerald wanted to do. He wanted to play some folks that would make us better, certainly in come February and March when we were playing at our best, and that was kind of a trademark, honestly, of Coach Gerald Stockton at Midwestern. So that was a great time. I got to see the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the cathedral. It was just an awesome time back then. And so, yeah, I have some great fond memories, certainly. And the other part of that is I met my wife, Denise Grasden, at the time. And I actually met her in registration when we had registration over here in the Coliseum. We'd go through lines. And that was an interesting time, so I think back a little bit. And but that's what we did. And certainly we practiced here. And I they didn't have any rooms for me when I checked in at Pierce Hall. And I ended up rooming with an RA, one of the assistants there, a guy named Bruce Eubanks. And Bruce and I became really good friends. And not knowing that at once later in the semester, he'd always come over and run while we practiced. And I got to, I was looking as he was running one day, and there was a really pretty girl running beside him. And, I actually asked him about him, about her at the dorm room that night. And he said, well, that's a girl named Denise Grasden. And I said, well, I think I met her in registration. You know, what's the story that, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, so we started dating, and certainly she was a cheerleader here. We actually quote unquote, met on the bus, believe it or not. That's when cheerleaders were going with us from time to time. And we were going to Southwestern Oklahoma. I remember it. And we got snowed out, and so we had to turn around about an hour and a half or 2 hours into the trip itself. And so they kind of set it up. My basketball buddies had kind of set it up that I could sit by her. And, of course, I was this shy little, I didn't know anything, guy from Hutchinson, Kansas. And so it was all I could do was to get up out of my seat and go sit with her. And but it worked out. And she was really nice and all of those things. And so we certainly started dating. And, you know, 38 years ago, or 39 come January 9th, we will have been married. So Midwestern's been a true, huge part of my life. And of course, Denise and I have two children, and they're in their 30s and live in Colorado now. And and I'm also a grandfather, believe it or not, which is unbelievable. And so everybody said, you know, a grandson or granddaughter, they just change you. They just, your perspective changes. And I'm saying, okay, whatever. You know what? My perspective changes. And it's just an unbelievable feeling to have a grandson. And his name's Arthur Nash Williams. And, I know the Arthur came from my father-in-law, and actually on Dylan's wife's side as well. And so I do know that. And the Nash comes from, speaking of basketball, for those that remember Steve Nash, who played with the Suns and the Mavericks and just had a tremendous career. And I'd forgotten that Dylan was a big fan of Steve Nash. So anyway, that's where that's coming from. But daughter Jessie in Denver and great, doing great. And So Midwestern's been a great time for me, Andrew. I'm really proud to be a part of MSU Texas.
Kyle, you mentioned traveling on the bus. You have quite a story from your playing days about some travel and giving up a seat.
Yeah, we also, during those times, we played, again, good competition. We went to Great Falls. I remember calling my mom on Christmas Day in Great Falls, Montana, with it was probably 10 degrees below, and it was snowing, and I was probably feeling sorry for myself, to be quite frank with you. And so I went ahead and I call mom, and you know, wish her happy, Merry Christmas and all those things that go with that. Anyway, we played Great Falls, and then we went over to Boise and played Boise, and which, by the way, we had a fight. I didn't tell you that, but we had a fight that night, and we honestly got a couple guys ejected, and that was before the stay on the bench rule, I think, honestly. And so we were all out there, but anyway, that was not a good situation. But we ended up actually, they ended up actually beating us, and then we brought them back. It was a home and home, so they came back the next year, and we beat them. So. That was a it was kind of a revenge a little bit with Boise State back in the day, but yeah, I was getting on the bus coming home, or the, excuse me, the plane coming home, and it was a packed plane. They were kept saying, "Now we're going to be, you know, packed, and you know, store your belongings, you know, above you and below you, and, you know, all those things that they do today." Even and the lady came on and said, "We've got some soldiers from a base that has to get they have to get to base and." We're looking for people to get off, and we'll send you wherever you want to go, plus a $200 stipend. And so it just so happened that Coach Stockton was behind me a row, and I looked back and I said, "Coach, we're not practicing for 3 or 4 days, right?" And he said, "Right." I said, "Would you mind if I got off and went to see my mom?" And he said, "Take off." So you know, obviously that's a you know our. We love our military and all of those things. I probably at 20 years old, I wasn't thinking, gosh, the military this and the military that. But as I look back, I think, gosh, that was certainly the right thing to do with certainly Shepherd here and Fort Sill in Oklahoma and just the military presence that we have, and which I appreciate so much. But anyway, so I got to get off and I had to wait around to get my flight, and so I went into Wichita, Kansas. My mom picked me up, and so I got to go home to Hutch, and then honestly, there wasn't any way. It was icy. It was not a good situation, even you know in Hutchinson that day or that whole week, and the temperatures were bad. It was you know the icing on the roads, all things. I took a bus back. And that was, I started at like 7 a.m. from Wichita, Kansas. My mom took me home or to Wichita, and I boarded the bus, and 19 hours later, I was getting off the bus at like 11 or 12 at night and trying to find my way back to Pierce Hall. So I have fond memories. Again, those were not fond memories, but I mean, you know, when you take a bus, they stop at every place. And what should have been, but of course that was 55 mile an hour days back then too. What should have been a 7 hour trip from Hutchinson to Wichita Falls turned into about an 18 or 19 hour trip. So, so it was again, fond memories and looking back, I can certainly laugh and I was, you know, great to see my mom back in Hutchinson. But I remember then coming back, and that was not a good deal. As a matter of fact, I couldn't, and this was when the bus stuff was downtown. The bus depot and all that stuff was downtown, and there wasn't anybody, there wasn't a cell phone, or I didn't have anybody to call because nobody was here. So I actually had my bags, and I walked home. I remember walking home from downtown to Pierce Hall and throwing my bags across the ice and coming home that way. So anyway, good memories back in the day.
A couple more questions before we let you go here on the Stang Gang podcast. A long career, not just at Midwestern State, but in the broadcast television market and then in the banking industry as well. So how did you get back to Midwestern State University?
You know, it was, and television, I love people certainly, and that's, and sales was a big part of where I got with the television world. That was back in the days when Fox was not even a network. It was KJTL, was an independent TV station, and Fox came along, and we were fortunate to be a part of that. But, the camaraderie that I had there with the group and the tough days, honestly, and all those things. That was a great 20-year spam. And at the same time, athletics has been such a big part of, I mean, that's why I got here, was the athletic world. And so, pardon me. And so I think, you know, honestly, I got out of television and thinking that there was something else, you know, pushing me out the door and to try something else. And I remember Dr. Howard Farrell actually calling me at the at the time I was at a bank. The sales game in banking, certainly, I mean, everybody's a salesperson these days, whether you're in banking or at a university or a television station, certainly. And you got to be great ambassadors for your, you know, what you're trying to push. And so I just felt like it was an opportunity. Actually, he called to see if I knew of anyone. And I honestly didn't. And I got to thinking, I told Denise, and Howard and I didn't even know each other, really. He had just, I'd been introduced to him, you know, somewhere. I don't even know where, honestly. But he called, and so I called him back and had lunch. And so something, you know, one thing led to another. And so I was, I had the opportunity to make a move and to come here. And certainly I've loved it ever since. But, yeah, television, banking, and now here. And, you know, again, I've been extremely fortunate and really blessed to have an opportunity to give back. I'd like to think that, you know, Midwestern has been such a big part, and Wichita Falls has been such a big part of my life and my kids and all those things that, that it's an opportunity to certainly work at a great university, and at the same time be able to give back some that I hopefully we're trying to do with our kids. And I you know, that's where the community involvement with our student athletes and come in, and that's why it's so important to give back. And you know, you always hear that from ADs about giving back and all those things, and it's truly what it's all about. Yes, we want to win, and certainly the main thing is to get him across the stage and shake Dr. Shipley's hand. So that's obviously it just kind of fits all together. And so I'm hoping as we get into this, as we get our students back and our student athletes back as well, that we can continue to think about but move on to that next chapter. This has been quite a chapter for our world and certainly our country and certainly Midwestern State University. And so, some things to think about going forward, and we don't know what's going to happen. And so that's, we just hope that we're making the right decisions. And again, I'm so blessed to be a part of a group that meets that I'm really have a lot of confidence going forward.
Final question, Kyle. I know we touched on it earlier, but it seems so important to hear it again. Your message to Midwestern State University student athletes and the athletic community as a whole.
Well, again, we certainly didn't ask for this. And yet we're dealt this. And so there are times when you're dealt some things that, you know, that are pretty tough. And our university has been going through that with some things on our university that you don't, you kind of shake your head or you scratch it for sure and say why. At the same time, we can either adhere to the folks that say this is what we need to do or not. And I think this week alone, I'm prayerful that you know, that we're doing what we need to get done, and we'll have an opportunity to get our folks back here on campus. And so I would just encourage our students and certainly our student athletes to continue online. And reach out if you need help, and we're here to talk. We're here to do whatever we can to ensure that that you know that we want you back. I mean, I can't say that enough. that you know, we want our folks back, our kids back, and certainly we want this thing, this our university to continue to flourish and you know, get our fall sports going and all of those things. And yet, at the same time, you can't help but you know, feel sorry for our spring folks. You know, that now I will say this, just from an NCAA perspective, Andrew, is that our freshmen, sophomore, juniors in spring sports have basically another year because they were cut short. And so I think the NCAA obviously was looking to try to work something out there, and they've certainly done that. And then, of course, our seniors have an opportunity to come back if they want to. And everybody has a different story there. Some are graduating and some are wanting to move on, certainly, and all of those things. So I think from that perspective, just that let's make sure that we're taking care of business. And you hear that from your coaches, and you hear that from your professors and administration and all of those things. Let's just make sure that we're certainly being safe and taking care of business. So Midwestern State University can flourish once again.
Midwestern State University Director of Athletics, Kyle Williams, we thank you for joining us on the Stan Gang Podcast.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity. And like I said, I can't wait to see our students back.
I'm Andrew Byrne, and you've been listening to the Stan Gang Podcast, presented by your Greater Texas Ford dealers here on the Mustang Digital Network.
The Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers, drops daily, Monday through Friday, on the Midwestern State Digital Network. We invite you to keep up with the podcast on social media at MSU Mustangs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Want to listen to or download the cast? Go to MSUMustangs.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.